G'day there, folks. Paul here, signing in for another video. Hello. Welcome back, perhaps. Thanks so much for taking the time to come and join with me as we continue our study series here in the book of Luke. Now, we're in Luke chapter 8, smacko in the middle. We've already had a look at just the reading of the parable, the sower and the seed. And then in the previous video, where I've just got a note here from Luke chapter 8, verse 9, after hearing the parable of the sower and the seed, the disciples, they asked him, Jesus, saying, what does it mean? And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest, to the others, it is given in parables. And we spent some time because it is important for us to understand why some hear things differently, even though it may be written plainly in the text. And we also saw that in Mark, Jesus explains that that particular parable, the sower and the seed, it's key for unlocking so many of the parables. So what we're looking at here today, Jesus now goes on to explain this parable. So this is important. This is the one that we need to understand to unlock understanding for so many. Reading from verse 11 of Luke chapter 8. Follow along with me, if you would. Now the parable is this, Jesus said. The seed is the word of God. Verse 12. Those by the wayside on the pathway are the ones who hear, and when the devil comes away and takes the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. But verse 13, the ones, this is the seed that fell on the rock, are those who, when they hear, they receive the word with joy. These have no root. And those who believe then for a while, but in a time of temptation, they fall away. Verse 14, now the ones, this is the seed that fell amongst the thorns, are those who, when they have heard, beginning to see here that this is a parallel to us as people. When they have heard, they go out, they are choked by the cares, the riches, the pleasures of life, and they bring no fruit to maturity. Verse 15, but the ones that's the people who received the seed that fell on the good ground, I'm giving a little explanation in there as well, are those who, having heard the word with a noble and a good heart, they keep it and they bear fruit with patience. So we see a couple of keys in there along the way. And as I mentioned briefly, we find parallels of this in Matthew 13, also in Mark as well. And if you're looking to study, if you're looking to study anything in the world, it's incredibly important that we look at the cross-references and we look at the context. For the Gospels, we have something called the Harmony of the Gospels. If you haven't heard of it yet, Google it. You'll find a free copy, a PDF perhaps, something that you can download. It's a great resource for helping us understand that full, whole picture rather than piecemeal, step by step. So we look here. And it's in Luke, it's just a simple explanation, but we will spend most of our time in Luke here today. Well, I guess simple if you've not heard it. Sorry, if you have heard it before, not so much if you haven't. But of course, that also is okay. And if that's you today, please, thank you. Hear me when I say, I'm so glad you are here today. Because for all of us, even the disciples listening, not so easy. I'm going to break it down for you little bit by little bit. And in the understanding, as I mentioned previous video, there are two parables that Jesus goes on to explain in full. This one, and then also in Matthew 13, the wheat and the tares. I think I'm actually going to do a short video on it next, even though it's in Matthew, just because there are these two parables that he goes on to explain in full for us. I think that says something. It's really important. And as we go through this here, what I've just read, if you go through and you were to underline, you'll see a couple of times there he talks about the heart which receives. And so here what we are actually seeing is a parable about the condition of a man's heart. And this is the four different conditions. I want to spend a little bit of time on that today. So number one, Luke chapter 8, verse 11, the seed is the word of God. Verse 12, those by the wayside, this is representative of people, are those, the ones who hear, but the devil comes away and takes the word out of their hearts. This is the condition of the heart, lest they should believe and be saved. And so here, this first one, this is the hard heart. So here we can imagine and we can take picture from the wayside, the pathway between the fields. It's unprepared. It's hard. It's trodden down. And if you have a garden, I have a garden out there, you get this straight away. As you walk along the pathways between the garden beds, it gets packed down. And the seed that falls on there, it just doesn't grow if you're sort of planting and nothing comes up. It doesn't sink in. It just lies there on the surface. And Jesus says here that this is like the person who hears the word, but it does not enter his heart. In fact, he even says that the devil, the birds, they come and they take that seed away before it can take root in faith. So the problem, listen carefully, the problem is not with the seed. The problem is with the condition of the ground or the condition of the heart. And the wayside here, it doesn't picture, this is important, it doesn't picture a believer, you know, sort of resisting a lesson. It speaks of the unbelieving hearer whose heart is hard towards God. And we saw that in the previous video, seeing that they would not see, hearing that they would not hear. This is the hardened heart. They've got to know before they even hear the word. And so when the seed, the word of God, falls, the enemy can just pluck it away before it can have any effect, any root. And that message, of course, it never leads to faith. It's just not going to. It's heard, but it's not received. And then we see the second condition, the condition of the heart, what I will call the shallow heart. Verse 13, but the ones on the rock, that is the seed that has fallen on the rock, these are those who, when they hear, they receive the word with joy, but it has no root. Who believe for a while, in the time of temptation, though, they fall away. And this is how Matthew puts it, a little bit of extra explanation. Some fell on stony places where they didn't have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because they had no depth of earth, and because they had no root, they withered away. Matthew 13:5. And this is illustration of that shallow heart. They receive the word. It's great emotional. It's a great experience. It's wow, I feel so good. But when temptation comes, because there's no depth of root in their faith, they fall away. And so what I'm trying to do here today is help you build depth into your roots of faith so that when temptation, when trial comes, you do not fall away. And this is, for me, such an urgent pressing in, because this was me when I first came to the Lord. No depth of root, great emotion, oh hallelujah, praise God. But when trials came, I didn't stand on faith, I fell with the flesh. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. And then we look at verse 14, the crowded heart. Now the ones, Jesus says, the seed that is that fell among the thorns, that is like those who, when they hear it, they go out and they're choked with cares, riches, the pleasures of life, he says, and they bring no fruit to maturity. And sadly, there are those also, some who would respond to the word and they appear to grow. They grow for a time, but then they are choked. And they are stopped from their spiritual growth because of competition out there from unspiritual things. These are the thorns that come up around them and choke them. And this kind of soil, the crowded heart, it's fertile. Stuff grows in it. But a lot of things that grow in there are not of God. And that's a problem. And so while the word, it does grow, so too do the things of the world, the love of the world, riches, the pursuit of a good job, power or position or recognition, even troubles. Yes, I would even say that there are some who are addicted to a troubled life. We have someone in our life as a family right now, and we were just catching up very briefly yesterday. And my comment later was, I think they're addicted to a troubled life. Without the troubles, they'd have no identity because of the constant struggle. Others, they just live in the clouds, the dream, the allure of future. What if, and they're always pursuing what if rather than what is. This is the crowded heart. But then there's the one that I pray is you or becomes you. Number four, the willing heart. Luke 8 verse 15, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, with a noble and a good heart, they keep it and they bear fruit with patience. Now, if you haven't heard it yet, understand this. Your faith is demonstrated by your fruit. We see that throughout Scripture. It is not a one-time thing that's spoken of here. It is a truth biblically, yesterday, today, and forever. And of course, this is here, the desired outcome for both the listener and the teacher. This is my desired outcome. And if we don't start here, I didn't. That's okay. We can get here. We can be this person, even if we weren't it when we began our walk in faith. The key is a willing heart. The key is patience, which bears and produces fruit. And it fulfills then the purpose of the seed, which is the word in your heart. And I think it's important that we understand that we are to be careful not to receive this parable, listen here, fatalistically, as if, oh, that's just the way I am. No! You are meant to be, and you can grow to be, the willing heart. Even if it's just in here somewhere, and oh Lord, this is what I desire. Praise God, that's a willing heart. Do you see where I'm going with that? This parable, it is to challenge every listener. It is to reach out into your heart with God's help to cultivate that soil which is in there so that the word of God can have the best possible effect in your life. And if you know anything about gardening, you know that cultivation and preparation of the soil, it is the key to growing anything fruitful. Yes, absolutely. I am not a green thumb. I'm watching YouTube videos to learn how to grow stuff, simple stuff in my garden. I can't do it from up here. This is me at the beginning of my gardening journey. So I don't care where you are in Christ right now. You can be at the beginning of that journey and watching videos, watching or reading scripture to learn how to cultivate a willing heart. And I think maybe we would all benefit just a little bit from looking at each of these different soils. The stony places, okay, we sometimes have these, you know, flashes of enthusiasm. We receive the word, though it can quickly burn out. Ever been to a conference? Especially for the youth conferences, hey, have an encounter with Jesus, get home 3 days later, what's wrong with me? I feel down and out. No root, no strength in the faith, just the feeling. The soil amongst the thorns, the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches. I run a business. I understand this. I've spent most of my career up on the platform, up on the stage, teaching and others how to also build their businesses. And the allure of the, it wasn't fame, no, but the allure of prestige, the allure of placement and position, pride. I get that. I understand this. And these things are constantly threatening to choke out the richness of the word. We go with, you know, material things instead of eternal. These are the thorns. But the good ground that bears fruit, it is in our lives. Hallelujah. And I think there's a beautiful little summary parable. We'll just look at this one now as we wrap up this video. Luke 8, 16 to 18. No one, he says, when they have lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel, puts something over it under a bed, but they set it on a lampstand, and those who enter then may see the light. Verse 17, for nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, listen, therefore. Every time he says therefore, every time we see therefore in Scripture, it means listen to what I've just said, now understand this. Take heed how you hear, for whoever has, this is to hearing as well, to him more will be given, and whoever does not, even what he seems to have, will be taken away. Folks, cultivate your heart and pray, Lord God, help me to understand. Help me to be willing. Become responsible. You take on responsibility for those who would receive the word, you into your heart. Be responsible for sharing that truth as well. I often might say, our job is to preach the word. The Holy Spirit's job does the work. Our job is to preach the word, then we need to let the Spirit do the work. And if the truth of this, God's word, is within you, you have a solemn duty to share it, and that's what this little parable is talking about. It cannot be covered. That's why I do these videos. Now, not everyone has, and I totally get this, and not suggesting, not everyone has a gift for teaching or a gift for explaining. We can share, we can actually share the word with just a single verse to demonstrate why something in our life. We can be that lamp high up on the lampstand, or a light on the hill we see elsewhere in Scripture. But take heed, friend. Take heed how you hear. It's good to hear. It's better to take notice of what you hear. I remember getting that lesson many times when I was a kid. Do you remember that one? Yeah, I heard you, but I didn't do. I heard you, but I didn't understand. No, we need to do both. Be attentive. If you're in church, no matter what level of education yours is, or even the guy up on the platform and the way they might explain, take notes. Listen just for at least one thing. One thing that you can then take home and dig deeper into. This cultivates the heart. And be honest with it. Be honest with yourself with it. Be honest with others with it. That's the whole point of this word. It's meant to change us. It is meant to change us from the inside out. All right, good night, good day, whatever time it is, wherever you are right now. Thank you for joining with me. And yes, next week, I think we're going to drop into the parable of the wheat and tares, Matthew 13. Have a read through it before we get there. Like this one, Jesus explains it in full. Talk soon. God bless. Bye-bye.